Should New Fathers Capture Their Stories? By Beth Lord. What's it like being a father? You've been one for a year and a half, and this is your second Father's Day. Chris, about a year and a half, yes. Just when you have it figured out, everything changes, and you don't have it figured out anymore. It's about adapting and surviving. Do you mind you had to give up your childless past life? Chris, I mean, overall, it's worth it. I reach for the cat bowls and put them on the counter while I say to my grandson, Zave, let's not eat the cat food. Chris, cat food, yum. Yum. What memories do you want to save of Xavier right now? Chris, there are lots of them. So name three. Chris, his goofiness. Things like right now where he's scooping up the cat with the dustpan, wearing upside-down sunglasses around the house, and dances by waving his arms and running around in circles. Does he do this with you? I ask. He sits on the sofa arm and he's dancing and falls into my lap. Chris, trust falls. He's been doing this since he was about a year old. He would climb on the top of the couch and fall onto my stomach. He didn't do it so much with Katie. Katie, Chris's wife and Xavier's mom, has been on a business trip for a few days. How's he doing without mom's breast milk? Chris, he woke up pretty consistently, about midnight, and cried for maybe half an hour, and then woke up at 2, and at 5 when he woke, I brought him in bed with me. So this is pretty much it with the nursing? Chris, I think this is the idea. Honestly, I don't think he's hungry. I try to give him milk, but he doesn't take it. He loves nursing because it's comfort. This morning he was upset and asking where mom was. He was looking for her. Does Katie come home tonight? Chris, yes, after his bedtime. So if you had to name a couple of words to describe your son, what would they be? Chris, he's sweet and adorable, caring and very funny and goofy. We look at Xavier, who has now plopped his whole body over my black cat, Mr. Stubby Wubby, and gives him a long body hug. He loves doing that. Stubby has just given up and lets him do this whenever he comes over here for a visit. Chris, Stubbs is patient. He's very patient, I say. So, do you regret having a kid at all? Chris, I'm not going to say it's easy. No, it's not, I say. Chris, there are times when you miss not having the freedom to go out and do what you want to do when you want to do it, but I wouldn't change being a father. So, how do you want to celebrate this Father's Day? Happy Father's Day, by the way. Chris, probably just have a beer and have Katie watch Xavier for the day so I can relax and not watch out for his safety. Just hang out and enjoy him. So, in this brief recorded session, what stories did we capture? One, it's not easy being a father, but there are many perks. The minute you think you have something down, it changes, and so being a parent requires flexibility and adaptability. Two, Xavier loves eating the cat food, trust falls from the couch onto his father, and giving a body hug to Mr. Stubbs, the black cat. He's goofy, happy, dances around the house with upside-down sunglasses. He is kind, loving, and filled with joy. Three, Katie's on a business trip, and the last of the night breastfeeding is hopefully going away this trip. And four, what does Chris want for Father's Day? A day off from worrying about Xavier's safety so he can relax and enjoy him. This is Beth from Beth Lord's Right Heart Memories. Happy Father's Day.